All right, yo, what's up, y'all? This is Tsunami Exclusive Interviews, and today we got a really cool guest with us. Do you want to introduce yourself?
It's Tony motherfucking Thick from the 916. Might take your nigga, might fuck your bitch. And I'm here, nigga. Like, we're living in flesh. Like, we're here.
So, I know.
Tony Thick from the 916. You know what I'm saying? Been doing it.
Been meaning to get this interview and this collab in for a minute.
Bro, it's been months.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He's been tapping in for months, and we finally got it in. He pulled in with the drip. He got that shit on.
Hey, good looking, bro.
So where can we find you?
You can find me anywhere. Honestly, you can find me all around the globe. I'm very
international. I mean, on social media.
On social media. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram at Tony Thick. You can find me on Twitter at Thick Tony, but Tony Thick. You can find me on TikTok, Tony Thick, Bigo. I'm like kind of all, like I said, I'm all over the globe. I just be everywhere. Like, it just depends on where I'm at, but you can find me on social media, mainly Instagram, YouTube as well. Like, you just type in my name, Tony Thick, and it pop up, and my music pops up, all my shit pops up, so.
Oh, for sure. Do you want to tell us what you do as a creative?
As a creative, man, I've been just working really hard, bro. I started doing music 2018. I dropped my first song in 2018. And I went to like a kind of all white school. Like, it was like hella white people. It was no black people there. Like, I went to John F. Kennedy for freshman, sophomore year. It was very diverse, very black. And then I went to Rio Americano and, you know, like just bouncing like around at the time and point of where I was at in my life. Like, I don't know. I just dropped the song, bruh. And hella people on Snapchat and like hella white people were like sending me my shit. Not even just like race shit, but just like people from different areas were sending my song. And it was just hella like a corny song in my opinion, but it still kind of slapped. It's like Playboy Cardi type, but it's like people started playing it. And I was like, damn, like I gotta take my music shit seriously. I didn't start taking music seriously until I ended up being in foster care. So it was kind of hard because I was bouncing home from home and I had just gotten into a new foster home and I was just going through so much shit in my life that like, I didn't just wake up one day like, oh, I just want to be a rapper. I just want to do this. Like, I want to just be a Nicki Minaj or like Ice Spice or somebody just crazy. I just ended up just writing because it was my therapy. Like, it was just something that I would do to like get my mind off of like everything I was that was going on during the time.
For sure, for sure. So it seems like you really use like music as a emotional outlet.
Yeah, it's definitely an outlet for me. I feel like being the type of rapper that I am, like people try to classify me like, oh, you're a gay rapper. Like you seen on the phone, I was talking earlier, like, oh, you're a gay rapper or you're this and that. Like, I'm just me. Mm-hmm. Ever since I've been growing up, I've always attracted women, attracted men, and my mom didn't accept it because she was going through her stuff and trying to find her religion, and like, she's Christian, you know what I'm saying? So she's very like hard on me. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, I still love her, you know what I'm saying? That's my mm-hmm. mom. So I could never be like, I could never just cut her off or be like just dead to her. But at the time, yes, I was going through some stuff mentally and going through foster care. And I was just like in a group full of like straight men. And you're in a dorm where it's just all boys. I ended up working there after I, you know, evolved and ended up getting my own career. But like, we just would just rap. We all just rap and they'd be like, bro, you're hard. I'm thinking to myself, like, me being the type of person that I am, the type of rep that I do, the type of shit that I was talking about at that time, they gave me my props and I respect them because it made me keep pushing. It made me take it seriously. Like, the people that posted my shit at my school or the people that was, like, in my ciphers. I've only did freestyle ciphers with, like, straight men. It's always been, like, my homeboys. Like, I have straight friends. I have people that's, like, only dating females and we just be rapping, having fun, bro. That's what it is for me. It's just fun. The music shit is fun. So yes, mm-hmm. it is an outlet, but it also is like fun.
Yeah. That's good that you find fun in what you're doing, you know. Tell us about your upbringing. So it seems like you grew up in a, you know, semi-religious household and being someone as flamboyant and fluid as you are, it seems like that could have had some effects and it was kind of hard, right? Or was it wasn't too bad?
It was hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard because I never came out to my mom. She kind of like found out, like going through my phone, like seeing I was watching like all this type of shit on my phone. And I told her, I'm like, I'm bisexual. At the time, I didn't know because I was only like, I was only dealing with men.
Mm.
And so like, I mean, I was dating women, you know what I'm saying? I was DL as fuck. And shout out to the females that like was fucking with me because, nigga, I was just like going through the motions. I was getting bullied like in middle elementary school. I was always around females all the time, or I was around some boys, you know what I'm saying? I still got some of my friends from elementary school, but it's like, everybody's like, oh, he's gay. You know what I'm saying? They've never let me choose what I was, even though I was fucking with females, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was dating females. So, you know, that happened. My mom seen it on my phone, and she kind of just basically was like, you know, she was very mad, very angry. It was very kind of like, you know, I can't really say the extent of what it was, but the extent we're better now. I've came to like terms of what I'm doing. I've been out here, bro. Like, I haven't been having sex or doing like all types of shit because most of it, like, it'd be a lot of females that be on me. And so like my upbringing was just very hard. I would say like I was feeling suicidal. I went to mental hospitals, went through foster care. And I ended up seeing everybody around me that wasn't going to school. You know, when you get in foster care, it's like people that are in there, you have to have a strong mind. You know what I'm saying? Because you feel like nobody is really there. And so a lot of foster kids don't want to go to school. They don't want to go get in the bus or get on the van to go to school because they have a lot of stuff going on with their personal life. Granted, I went to foster care at 15. So I had my mom's instilled, like I have her values and her morals instilled into me. Like, I gotta go to school, you know what I'm saying? But I was behind in hella credits. I couldn't graduate on time. And I ended up taking summer school and doing extra shit, zero period, whatever. And they were like, oh, you have more credits, like you're gonna graduate early. So I graduated a semester early and I had a scholarship to go to Livingston College, which was HBCU in North Carolina. I went there for, it was like a summer bridge program and you go into the actual school. I went there, it was a lot of like people talking shit. Just the most like, I guess you could say homophobic shit I've ever experienced. And I'm not one of them people, I've never been one of the people to just like back down or just not say nothing. And I think they knew that. And they told me like, you're not a good fit for this college. Like we're gonna send you back home. And coming back to Sacramento, bro.
Oh, so they really sent you?
Huh?
They really sent you back home? Wow.
Yeah, they sent me back home because I didn't get into one fight, but they just felt like I was I guess they might have felt like I was a liability. I don't know what their idea was because, I mean, we did a thing. It was like introductions, like everybody saying where they're from. Like I stood up. This is back in the day when I was like, I wasn't as masculine as I am now. It took me a long time to like figure out like who I am. You know what I'm saying? Even back in the day, I was like just very out there. I'm like, you know, I'm from Sacramento. They're like, faggot. Somebody said faggot. As I'm introducing myself in a room, auditorium of people. And I heard it, because that's the last thing that got a nigga beat up in the dorms. So I turn around, I'm like, huh? Nobody said it, like nobody really stepped up. Cause like nigga, I was on that. At that time, but even then I wasn't really on that back then, like not how I am now. So over time, bruh, it just was constant shit going on. Constant shit. So the CEO or the dean, whoever it was of the college was like, you know, pulled me to the office. He's like, it's just a liability. You've been going this, that, and the third. He flew me back home. I came back to Sac homeless. And I went through my challenges when I was homeless.
Around what age were you when that happened?
I was 18, 19 years old. Mm. So just being, like, going through that is just something that hey, I'm gonna call you right back. I'm gonna interview with what? Now she hung up. Anyway, so I'm going through my challenges, bro. I came back around 18, 19 years old. Honestly, bro, I came back homeless and I went to my aunt's house. My aunt was very supportive. That's pretty much kind of what happened, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I went through that, bro. I started trying to figure out my life, getting jobs, and I ended up going to a shelter that was like LGBTQ because of the fact that, like, I couldn't stay at my aunt's house at the time. Where she was at was just not, it wasn't something that she can do. I had, like, the foster system in my business. Like, you can't do that at the time when they had to do inspections. So I went to the shelter, and then I ended up getting kicked out the shelter because I got into a fight with, like, a trans. And it was, like, a white trans, but she was, like, very, like, masculine. It was just, like, some weird shit. Like, she pushed me. So I beat the fuck out that trans. I don't give no fuck, because you're still a nigga in my eyes. I'm sorry, I don't care about none of that other shit. I'm just me. Like, the bitch pushed me, I beat her ass. So instead of her getting kicked out, I got kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled me down, they're like, you know, we were going to kick you out and just put you to the streets, but we're going to give you a hotel until you get your housing voucher. I got in a hotel, I got into my apartment, went through shit out that apartment, and I moved from there, and now I'm here. I've been through a lot, bro. It's not easy. It's not just like I want to just be this rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the music. At this point, I'm going to just have fun. It's easy and fun to me. It's not like I'm going to be fucking Hollywood or some shit like that.
Yeah. That's a really tough story to hear, but I'm glad that you made it through, and here you are, you know. Who are some of your rap inspirations growing up and now?
Some of my rap inspirations right now, I think the person that made me want to start doing music was Rico Nasty. I started seeing her, like, dropping music, and I just loved, like, the alternative side that she had. And I was like, I want to be up there. I want to do some shit like that. And so, like, I dropped my first song, bro, and it was like, it was not on Rico Nasty level, bro. It was just very, like, Playboi Carti. But I have hella inspirations. Like, I love Rico Nasty. I love the female rappers. Honestly, I love the female rappers. I love Rico Nasty, Flo Milli, Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B. I love everybody, honestly. Everybody is bringing their shit, and they bringing their heat. What's her name? China or Sheena. What's her name? The Peggy.
Mm-hmm.
I love female rappers, but as far as the men rapper, the people that I honestly want to collab with, honestly, male rappers, I would say Lil Wayne, DaBaby, I would say Kendrick. Hell, I would motherfucking say Schoolboy Q, like Tyler the Creator. People that really have, like, influenced me, because I'm very, like, Tyler the Creator influenced. I just love how he's just so, like, he's bisexual, like, he's out there, but people don't really know that. People don't, like, understand that sexuality has nothing to do with music. I want to collab with Frank. Something very, melodic, but very, like, out there. Mm-hmm. As far as female, I probably do. I want to collab. I'm influenced. I love Flo Milli. Love her so much. She's a person that honestly, pioneered my career or my fan base to where it is right now. Like, I did a remix, she posted my shit on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. And when Flo Milli did that, I was just like, wow. Like, I was, like, lost for words,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it was crazy, yeah.
I was like, bro, like, this is somebody that's, like, popping right now. Like, when you think of Flo Milli, like, you think, like, Never Lose Me. You think of, like, Cardi B. Like, you're up there. Like, this is before all this shit. Like, before Cardi B, before... But I knew that she was a star, and she seen me, and she said I was a star. And that, like, it's also what kind of kept me going. So I definitely want to collab with Flo Milli. Stunna Girl. I love Stunna Girl. I think, you know, from SAG, she's just very, like, gritty. Want to collab with her. And I also love Nicki Minaj. I can't sit here and be like, oh, I grew up on her. Rico Nasty. Honestly, everybody, whoever wants to collab with me, I'm open to work and I'm open to explore other avenues, but I'm very influenced by, like, old school music, Jay Stalin. I just have a whole list, bro. I'm just very versatile. I love music, bro. That's it. Mm-hmm. I listen to Biggie. I listen to Tupac. I listen to Kendrick. I listen to Drake. I bounce around because music is music, and that's the thing that I love about it.
Mm. So it's really diverse, you know?
Very diverse.
How is it being bi in the music industry? What struggles do you face? Huh? So how is it being bi in the music industry? The shades look good.
The shades? Mm-hmm. You can't see my face?
No, I said they look good.
Okay, thank you. honestly, bro, it's hard. I think that people in the industry, honestly, like, you look at Lil Nas and you see, like, he is doing his thing. Like, he's over here. He had to hide himself, though. You see what I'm saying? Like, no disrespect to Lil Nas, bro. I think he's awesome. I think he's, like, literally, I think he's a genius. He does white people rap. Like, I don't know how to explain it in simplest form, but you got the real form me now. I'm just talking my shit, bro, but.
Maybe really, really commercial.
It's very commercial. It's very industry.
Industry, yeah, for sure.
But you see how he came out, and you see kind of like the narrative of like gay agenda, devil. If that's what it takes to get famous, then see you later. Bye. Like, nigga, I'm not doing that. So I feel like people get so caught up in like what I'm talking about in my rap instead of just enjoying the music and just enjoying what I give, because I have so many songs. I just was telling my homegirl this. I have so many songs where like you can't even tell if this is a gay rapper, if this is a straight rapper, or this is a bisexual rapper, or it's just a tranny. It's just so good. You don't even know if it's Future. You don't know if it's... You don't know what it sounds like because it's just so... This album, like, and I don't know the title just yet, but I'm just telling you, like, this album is going to go crazy. I have so many songs. I have, like, over 12, 14. I never want to give 20 tracks. I have so much music, bro. I've been holding because people are on TikTok, oh, this bottom and all this and that, because I've said shit that's probably triggering to, like, the community, because I'd be like fag, I say fag, or I say tranny, or I say all these shit, and they be so mad, bro. They take it seriously, and I'm like, I'm a part of the community. Why the fuck, why do you feel some type of way? But I feel like the labels and everything, they get so caught up in like sexuality.
I think people really get caught up in labels.
They really do, and I don't have no label. Honestly, I'm really free. Like, if I wanna fuck, I'm gonna fuck. If I'm feeling your vibe, I'm feeling your vibe. That's it. Like, I get so many bitches. I get so many niggas. Like, I get everything, bro. Like, they should be throwing shit to me. Like, I just do me, bro. So I feel like they be so caught up in bisexual rapper. I just wanted to address that because it's like, nigga, I'm not a bisexual rapper. I'm just a musician, bro. I'm just an artist, bro. Mm-hmm. I love my music. I love what I do.
That's a good answer. do you have any rap beefs, current or old?
uh, As far as like beef, I don't have beef. Like I'm very vegetarian. Maybe yeah, if
vegan over here.
Very vegan, very demure, very cautious on my calories that I'm doing right now. But any beef, I feel like is one sided. Deadass, you have a problem and you literally have a drug addiction. Like that's what it is. Cause at the end of the day, nigga, I be chilling. But niggas wanna like diss me, you know what I'm saying? Niggas wanna like talk shit. I think it's because I'm talented. I wouldn't drop the names of anybody on this interview because you can never get that from me, but as you see on the phone call, motherfuckers been trying to chop it up. Motherfuckers that dissing me ain't is the same motherfuckers that was just rapping with people and now they fucking with me. Yo, friends, the motherfuckers that you talk shit about is coming to me because they know where the talent is. They know where it's at. You are a loser. The motherfucker that was dissing me keep trying to like be my friend, bro. Mm-hmm. You really want to be my friend? I don't know where it went.
Your haters be your biggest fan.
Haters be your biggest fan, bro. I knew when I was on TikTok and somebody was typing hater shit and I went to their page, bro, and they were blind. I literally looked at their bio and said, blind. So how the fuck are you hating on me just by the sound of my shit? You're crazy. You couldn't even see how good I look, bitch.
Oh, your voice, the voice and speech.
Yeah, you're tight. Like, how are you even using your phone? I'm confused. But long story short, I was talking to somebody at the time, this little homeless bum. And I want you to make sure that this, like, nigga, a homeless bum, nigga, and you know what I'm saying? We was chopping it up. We was not in a relationship. We fucked around one time or two times, bro. And this motherfucking nigga kept like just doing weird shit, bro. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, I went to work. This motherfucker was on Instagram wearing my old grill. I had to get a whole new grill because you're wearing my teeth. You're wearing my clothes, you're wearing my shoes, then you're going out. You're not staying at my house. He tried to come to my apartment, bro. I was like, just bring me my shoes, bro. You bring me my shoes. He got gone. Ever since then, he was talking shit. So he went to somebody else, a little rapper out here in Sac, bro. You know what I'm saying? That I gave credit to. And the nigga started talking shit. And next thing you know, that nigga dissed me. I seen a little cover art of some shit about me. And I was like, fuck that shit. It's up. I want that. I need that. So I dissed him back and that was that. But this nigga still texting my phone. It's the industry. It's music. I don't have beef with nobody. Because if I start getting beef and I start really doing this shit, my family, the people that I'm tied in with, it's not that. I get, you know, you don't give gay. Because, bitch, I really have people out here behind me that's stepping for me. Bitches want to keep trying to play with me and affect my energy. That's when I cut you off. I don't have no beef with nobody out here. Deadass. They got beef one-sided. If they want that, come get it. It's not going to end up good. It's going to end up real bad. That's all it's going to do is end up real bad for you. So. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, I had my car get set on fire, bruh. I can't afford to play around with bitches or in beef. I'm gonna beat the fuck out you and I'm gonna end up killing you, bruh. Like, that's really it. I don't have no time, bruh. Mm-hmm. My car got set on fire. Motherfuckers be hating on me.
Someone set your car on fire?
Why? Bruh. Busted all my windows out, set my car on fire, bruh. And I was there. While it happened, but I was in my car, bro. I was in my passenger seat, and I was like sitting in my homegirl. I was in my homegirl car, facing my apartment, bro. And I just hear windows being busted out. Like, all my windows got busted out. I'm like, somebody just getting their windows busted out. Cause she was like, what is that? I turn around, somebody in a ski mask, bro. Bust all this shit out. I hop out the car. I see somebody's ski mask, they dip off. They ran hella fast. Ooh. get in the car, drive off. We're trying to follow him. It's too late now because I had to still run all the way back to the car to, you know, see who it is. Move my car, bro. A few days later, car set on fire. So I still have energy and I still have, like, I could have been in that car. I could have died. Like, I just feel like, bro, this is my life at the end of the day. Fuck the music shit. Fuck all the extra shit. Like, this is me. Fuck the, I don't want to be no celebrity, bro. This is going to bring more attention to me. But I know eventually, if I try to get on Zeus, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Natalie Nunn. Shout out LaMel. Shout out everybody. If I do end up getting on, like, Bad Boy, anything big, I don't want to be no celebrity, though. Because I'm still in the streets. Like, I'm still out here. I'm still me. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm being, like, an industry plant, bro. Like, mm-hmm. or somebody that's just a crackhead. That shit's dumb. The nigga that's been dissing me, he's a crackhead. The nigga then took all these drugs and linked up Lil Nas, and you still are a crackhead. You're still gonna be dumb. What has Lil Nas done for you in your career? Look at you now. So that's why I keep popping my shit. That's why I keep going, because people like Flo Milli has reposted me. Cash Star has reposted me. Suki Hanna has said, you can rap. Suki Hanna herself. I'm like, okay, Suki, you know what I'm saying? I got so many people, the list goes on and on and on. Even male rappers and tapped in. What's his name? That nigga, what's that nigga name? The Chopper Stopper, whatever his name is.
Emily Chopper?
No, Far. What's that nigga name, bro?
I know that song you're talking about.
It was like his gang, like, I gotta look it up. Cause now I'm literally gonna be like, bro, what's that nigga name, bro?
Why be in the mirror?
Why be in the mirror? And I was like, he tapped in, he DM'd, like, that was what's up. I was like, okay, like, straight people, like, I would love to do collabs with people like that, like, why be in the mirror, like, E-40, like, people, like, I don't want to just be like this bisexual rapper, because then it's like I'm fucking up all my collabs, bro. People are not gonna try to fuck with me, and I don't want that to be like the narrative. Like, I can still, you'd be surprised how many bitches be on me. You'd be surprised the type of music that we could make if we just put all that shit to the side. What's the conversation? You know what I'm saying? Long story short.
Staying on business, huh?
Yeah, I'm just definitely staying on business.
Tell us about the Thick Club. You got something about a clothing brand going?
Yeah, I'm starting my clothing brand, bro. It's in a process right now. I just worked on the website. I'm gonna start dropping, like, women lingerie, you know, men lingerie, men draws, men underwear, you know, just very much sex toys, like, just the naughty side, but also doing, like, swimwear. Mm-hmm. I just want to do everything. Know what I'm saying? I got my own website.
Some shapewear,
a lot of people, they bums. They can't even afford a website. They can't afford to pay for a website.
Yeah, so. You gotta pay for a domain, shit like that.
You gotta pay for domains. You gotta pay for everything. So you can't, if you can't afford a website, don't even talk to me. If you're homeless, don't even talk to me, bro. Like,
So he has some collabs with DJ Money Gang. You want to talk about that?
You
worked with him.
I seen that you had an interview with him. If I'm not mistaken, you did.
Oh, we had an event with him. We did an event.
Did you have an interview though?
It was these other people had an interview with him in the same studio that we were working out of though.
So shout out DJ Money Gang, bro. I think he was really cool, bro.
No, he's cool. I went to high school with him.
He cooked up some beats.
We have the same name, David.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I said. Like he cooked up some beats and he sent it to me. We was working. He was going through some, like, I don't know what he was going through. Nothing bad, but it was just like he had like his own like business different. He couldn't really do all the beats that I wanted to do because I'd be ready to like get on it. But I definitely want to work with him in the future. He actually produced a track called what was the song called? Because I had so many different rap names, bro. I had went from Rainbow Traps to Jalen Tony, turned out tongue thick, and then it might be changing soon. I just don't know. And whatever I change it to will be my official rap name. I think Tongue Thick is gonna be the official one. I just love it. It's a ring, but people consider that so much gay that it's like, I don't wanna be considered that. I just wanna be me. But yeah, he produced a song that I did not put on my project, and it was just hot. The beat was old school. The beat was just so funky and fire and just very experimental. And then I had ended up running into him at a party. And I was like, oh, what's up, nigga? I haven't seen him in so long. We was chopping it up, and he ended up posting. He ended up playing my song, another song that I had on my recent album, mm-hmm. that was called Big Bank. And he played it, and everybody around me, the people that was in my crowd, like the three or four or five people that I had, they were just bopping to it. They're like, hold on, sis, you. Like, I knew this was you because the beat's so fire. But then I looked around and I was like, bro, like everybody in the whole pool party is like slapping, twerking. They getting lit. Like, this shit's crazy. So shout out to DJ Money Gang, bro. Like, that nigga's the shit, bro. I'm gonna give him his ones. I decided to give him his ones.
Yeah, so, he's definitely doing big things out here. Talk about some of your previous projects that you worked on, or some of your most notable projects.
I think one of my most notable projects is probably Tony Montana. I dropped that, I think it was 2020. I don't remember the exact date. It had features. It had CN Green on there. It had Not I, which was very a cool collab. Shout out to my sister Nay. She really did a big one. We had Shut the Fuck Up, which was featuring my brother. A straight dude, he was an artist, cool as fuck. I just had so many songs on there, and then I did the Ballad of Jalen Tony, which was kind of like a playoff of like the Ballad of Gay Tony of GTA. So I'm very like, I put thought into my projects. Mm-hmm. Like, I want my shit to be very creative, and I'm very like reality TV inspired. I'm very like Grand Theft Auto. So that's why I came up with like the Ballad of Jalen Tony, because it's like the Ballad of Gay Tony when you play like Grand Theft Auto. I don't know if you ever played that one before, but it's like, I think it's GTA 4, and it's like the dude is like, he's gay, he owns a club, and he's just like so cracking. It's crazy. Shout out to GTA. Eventually, I want to have my music on Rockstar. I think that's when I know I've made it, bro, is when my music is on like Grand Theft Auto 6 or some shit. Like, that's when I'm gonna probably pass out. Radio. Okay. Literally, I'm gonna fucking pass out, bro. Like, GTA Radio, that's when I know I'm certified. So I'm very influenced by like that shit. Mm. Ghetto shit. But I also can do melodic shit too. Tony Montana was like based off of like, you know, Scarface, 777, whatever. Tony Montana is just that nigga. So I wanted to do that. So those were my main recent projects, but the other ones were kind of like unnamed, but they were still fire. I was still getting follows. I was still having people repost my shit. Shout out to Tia Corrine. Like, she was reposting my shit. Cookie Kawaii, If I Back It Up. Like, hella people that's been popping, been giving me credit, bro. So it's like, why am I not popping yet? I don't know, but I just continue to just drop music and get hate for it. That's it.
Well, now that your story's out there, maybe people can really start to understand you, maybe get another idea.
I hope so, man. I do this for everybody, and I do this not for just music. I don't want to be famous just from... I don't want to be famous, bro. I just want to give my story and tell the youth to be protected, bro. Mm-hmm. Wear condoms, be safe. If you're LGBT, just be safe, bro. Move accordingly, bro. Because bitches out here dirty, niggas out here dirty, trannies out here dirty, dogs dirty, grannies dirty. Like, it just, bro, you just have to be safe, bro. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the music that I've seen from Lil Nas, and not really him, because I feel like a lot of his songs have meaning underneath, but the way that it's presented is just very industry. I don't know if you sold your soul or what, but brother, the other gay rappers, such as Saucy Santana, I like him. I think that they have good music. I think that he makes party music, but I feel like eventually we have to really, just really, damn, I mean, no caller ID. I feel like eventually niggas need to really just like, talk about some shit that's gonna impact the culture. Like, you know that this is like LGBT. I just want something else. And that's where I come in. Mm-hmm.
So, what can we look forward to in the future from you? Any future projects, future collabs, future ideas that you're working on?
So I'm working on a project right now, as I said earlier. I don't know the title right now. I've been wanting to title it something that's controversy, like kind of like controversial, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna title it Gangster, but I wanna spell it like G-A-Y-N-G-R, or like, you know, gangster, like gay-ster, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like something like very fire, the cover being something very fire. I really can't like say everything I wanna say, but I'm gonna tell you, but it's like, something like very like 50 Cent inspired, like jeans sagging, like boxers with like spray paint, just very like fire, because I feel like the album is just like my, like the project that I have is just like, it's so good. I just showed somebody this other day, I was playing the music and she was like, I'm gonna hop on this. And there's so many room for like remixes. I on my project, I feel like I really want to see Flo Milli on one of my songs that I have. Sasha Santana on one of my songs that I have, because I hear it. I made these songs for these people. Like, Flo Milli, I want her on See You. Or Flo Milli, I want her on one of my songs. I can't really say the title, but Flo Milli, I want her on one of my songs. Saucy, Stunner Girl, Future. Like, eventually, Thinking Bright, Future. Because I know that nigga's crazy, but he's like, he's probably so expensive I couldn't even afford him. But like Playboy, everybody, Lil Uzi, Ice, I want Ice Spice on my shit. Sure. I just want to shoot for the stars, bro.
I think the project is coming soon, bro.
Gangster, it's probably gonna be the name, and they're gonna be mad as fuck. But I'm here. I think it's time. It's time, bro. There is so many gay rappers out here that's just talking, but who's really making noise? Like, especially out here in SAC, I'm really known out here. Mm-hmm. It's kind of becoming, like, weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I went from, like, having, like, 50 views to, like, 300, 400, 500. I'm like, damn, I'm really tapped in out here. And, I mean, my family's tapped in, too. So, I'm not sweating nobody, bro.
Now you tapped in with Tsunami. Appreciate you coming on,
yes.
Sharing your story, sharing everything. Yes. We're really, really looking forward to seeing you go up in the future. You know, definitely got that star in you. Do you plan on trying to get on the Zeus Network? Is that in your future plans, or I could really see it. But I feel like if you just be yourself, it'll be okay. I don't think people will be like, I don't want to work with him because like he's over here tweaking on Zeus. I feel like if you really be yourself and be authentic, people will fuck with you. You feel me?
You feel like I'm gonna be on Zeus? Would you like to see me on? That's the question. Yeah. Like, honestly, I don't know.
You got personality, you got swag, you feel me? You got spunk, you know, you got it. You feel me?
They're not ready. They need to get ready, though, because
they're not ready for you?
They're not ready for me. Okay. Only person that's probably ready for me is Jonathan, and I would honestly, I would have to damn near grab a knife out on that big nigga. He's so big, he's huge. That's a big nigga, but everybody else I can take down. I'll knock the fuck out of Chef D. Anthony, I'll beat your ass. Like, there's some people on there I'm like, Gutta, the Gutta K-boy, he already been talking shit. Fucking on the nigga that was dissing me. Like, you're weird. I don't care about... In reality, honestly, bro, if they were to do the Bad Boys, if LaMel and Natalie are gonna do it, I'm down. Honestly, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to get paid to fight. Like, that sounds fun. Like, that sounds like something that, like, honestly, I'm ready to get active. Like, come on, let's get it cracking. Let's get it done. Let's get it over with. So that way, motherfuckers can really tune in to who I am and to really my music. But I'm not just here for no clout. I deserve to be here. It's mm-hmm. the, you know, I'm taking what's mine. I'm taking the credit that I deserve. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So, and you know, people have been tapping in. Biggie didn't been on my live. She always tapping in, being funny, whatever. Shout out to Wet Wet. I've been fucking with Wet Wet. I feel like she deserves to be on Baddies. I feel like she's amazing. She's been supporting me. She's been rocking with me, and I really fuck with Wet Wet. There's so many people on Zeus that are cool that fuck with me, and you would just be stupid not to put me on those. Like, come on, bruh. Nobody's gonna. Come on. It's like putting a stunner girl on Baddies. Like, you're gonna get everything that needs to happen, and I'm not turning down no fade. I'm not putting my head down, nigga. I'm coming straight from the shoulders. And nigga, if you get your ass beat, then you get your ass beat.
That's it.
I'm not taking no L's on national television, though, I tell you that. So.
For sure. All right, thank you so much. Do you have any last pieces of advice or quotes for the viewers?
I feel like just don't be stupid. Don't try to be a rapper because you see somebody else getting famous, bro. Have your inspirations. Keep getting money. Don't get caught up in sexuality because motherfuckers are always going to try to put a label on you. Who cares if you a bottom, top, verse, orangutan, gorilla? I don't give a fuck about none of that. As long as your heart is pure, your heart is pure. Be yourself. Stay true to yourself. Always be you. That's what counts the most. And just do your shit. And continue to make these motherfuckers pay for the shit that they need to respect. Continue to make motherfuckers feel like, damn, I missed them in my life. That's the reason why they can't have you, because they're not worthy of fucking with you. Motherfuckers are crummy. Motherfuckers are snakes. People love to try to set you up, do dumb shit. Protect your peace, bro. And that's it.
Thank you very much. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. You know, do the things for your boy.
Follow me.
Tony Thick on social media.
Tony motherfucking Thick from the 916. And Gangster is coming soon, bitch. So just be ready. I'm gonna drop that album.
Gangsta. All right, we'll see y'all later.
Good job, Jabari.